This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
There is no doubt whatsoever that these officers were intentionally targeted and assassinated.
Louisiana State Police Commander Mike Edmondson gave the media a detailed description of Sunday's firefight between Baton Rouge law enforcement and Gavin Long.
He shot both of them.
The rest of Monday's press conference acknowledged the sacrifices officers and deputies made Sunday morning.
It was an ordinary Sunday morning. What we saw was first responders become extraordinary.
East Baton Rouge Parish Sheriff Sid Gautreaux.
We're grieving the loss, Deputy Brad Garofola. Deputy Garofola died attempting to get a fallen Baton Rouge officer to render aid.
He spoke of the wounded.
Sergeant Bruce Simmons. The bone running from his elbow to his shoulder was completely shattered.
And one deputy still fighting for his life.
Corporal Nick Tullier was shot in the head and the stomach. He's in very critical condition. They ran to the threat, not from the threat.
Baton Rouge Police Chief Carl Davidy spoke of his fallen officers.
One of the officers who ran to this fight, Matthew Gerald, he spent his whole life serving this country and our city.
The chief choked up while talking about Corporal Montrell Jackson, who he had trained 10 years before.
A couple of days before this happened, I went and was talking to the guys trying to lift their spirits. Montrell ended up giving me a pep talk.
Throughout these tributes, Governor John Bel Edwards, the son, grandson, and brother of sheriffs, could be seen tearing up. And then he quoted from Corporal Montrell Jackson's final Facebook post.
Please don't let hate infect your heart. If you see me and need a hug, I got you.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.